almost missed the time there, Jake. All right. First of all, any thoughts you had from what Michael Severe had to say? I love having Michael on. He's insanely informed. He has no problem being honest whatsoever. And I love and appreciate both those things about him. You got any quick reactions? And I got some final thoughts here.
Yeah, I mean, I just loved his, you know, the kind of breakdown. Like you said, very intelligent guy. There at the end, too, is just what a lot of people are asking for. And that's what sucks about losing 24-6 is you've lost the physicality battle. Nebraska, one way or the other, just needs to get that back into the program.
All right. I agree with you. Stay with me a minute. Give a shout out to some sponsors, and I will explain why Nebraska is unfortunately right now the type of team that is the exact opposite type of team that I thought we would have if Matt Rhule got here. And again, will they make that? We're still 5-2. Favored to be 6-2 for whatever that means at the end of Saturday. And we have not had 6 wins before we've had 3 losses. I'm gonna stay away from the year in almost a decade, Jake. I'm going to avoid saying that year. I'm so sick of it. So it's not all doom and gloom, to be clear. But this has been on my mind for a while. And then this was on my mind at Michigan State, at Maryland. This was on my mind after Cincinnati. And then Minnesota happened. I'm like, it's time to talk about this. But first, I want to give a shout out to Hamilton Telecommunications. Ladies and gentlemen, they bring you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's Hamilton, T-E-L.com. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show. I'm sorry, the final segment of the Adam Carriker Show is also sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Again, that's Suizo.com, S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right. So going back to the first segment, you know, Rhule was saying a lot of the positive things in the offseason, which, you know, maybe that's not the right way to put it, but like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. The other thing you got to be careful of when you're saying things like that is you want people to continue to, and I attach credibility to what Rhule says, but at a certain point, there may become people who don't, and they may just be like, hey, it's just over-the-top positivity. You don't want to lose that. Like, Matt Rhule is a credible, good football coach. So when you're saying these things at the podium, you want to be realistic, honest, and positive all in one is all I'm getting at when I say that. Now, when Matt Rhule was hired, I remember, like, people were like, Matt Rhule, they're like, look him up. Not that they didn't know who he was, like, they never heard of him, but they didn't know enough about him. Okay? And I remember when he got let go from the Panthers, I was like, Matt Rhule's available. Now, this was like 6 weeks to go in the season. Mickey Joseph had been the interim for like 2 weeks. And obviously, Mickey was still a candidate at that point in time. And I put that out because I was like, Matt Rhule would be a potential good hire, possibly. And then he gets hired. And people were trying to like learn more about him, including myself. What I found is that Matt Rhule's teams run the ball well. They stop the run. They're incredibly tough and physical. I was like, oh, that's perfect. Matt Rhule speaks well. Matt Rhule represents his universities with great character, high integrity. Oh.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
I hope we win some football games. I don't know what's going to happen there. This is like back to when he was first hired. But this dude is a fit for Nebraska. There's a reason Trev Alberts really wanted him here. And when I say really wanted him, I mean really wanted him here. Because you want to win football games. But the way, the type of team that he was going to build, that he spoke to Trev about, that he had built, that he has the mentality of, is exactly what Nebraska people want their football team. Blue collar, in your face, smash mouth, run the ball, stop the run, physical, hardworking team. I do believe we have a hardworking team. But Jake, do we consistently run the ball well?
No.
Do we consistently stop the run well?
No.
I think I can answer for Michael based on what he just said. He's going to say no to this as well. Are we consistently the more physical team who knocks other people on their butts, knocks people backwards, or is it maybe a little bit too much the other way?
Yeah. Not the most physical team.
We are kind of the exact opposite team of what I thought we would be 3 years into Matt Rule's tenure. That doesn't mean we haven't won some football games and can't win more. But the type of team I'm talking. Again, when he was hired, I was like, I hope we win games, but the type of team he's going to build based on who he is, what he says, and what he's done in the past, that's what Nebraska people want. That's what I want year three. I wrote this down. Old school Pac-10 team. This is not an indictment. You know the Pac-10 dominated the Big Ten and the Rose Bowl for years, right? Now, it wasn't entirely fair. It was 90% of the time a home field game for like USC or UCLA back when UCLA was consistently good. But Pac-10 teams, I grew up on the West Coast. I watched Big 8, Big 12, Nebraska, and Pac-10. They throw the ball well. They don't run it. They stop the run well because they have really good athletes and really good skill position guys, but they don't stop the run well. And they're not over-the-top physical, but they're really athletic at the skill positions. Who's that sound like? Who's that sound like?
Sounds like us.
Seriously, say it one more time and change your answer if that's not the truth.
No. I think that's a pretty good assessment of what Nebraska is right now.
It reminds me of an old-school Pac-10 team. And I didn't say Pac-12 because Utah joined, and they're actually really, really physical. So I said Pac-10. Before Utah, Colorado was good like 1 year in the Pac-12. So I said Pac-10. And I'm just like, man, they had some good teams. I mean, Washington won a national title. Oregon's usually pretty good. You know, USC had their reign of dominance. But unless you're just going to have like a top 2 to 3 recruiting class every year like Pete Carroll did or Don James or Mike Bellotti always had really good players up at Oregon. And this was before Nike really got involved. I'm just like, man, this is kind of the opposite style of team I thought we were going to be. I'm okay with good athletes. Hey, that's not bad. I'm okay with being able to throw the football. That's cool. Can we stop the throw? That's great. Are we physical? Are we blue collar, in your face, smash mouth? Are we the hard-nosed football team that I expected us to be? I can't say that we've shown that so far. And that's why I'm kind of like, the other note I have, we're the opposite football team of what I thought we would be under Matt Rule in year three. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that doesn't mean we can't beat Northwestern, be 6-2. USC is good, but they're not infallible. I'm certainly not going to pick us to beat them right now. My point is, it's going to be a wild last 5 games. Wild. Hopefully it's a fun wild and not a frustrating wild. All right, my final thought. Be wary of people who are always positive or always negative. You can't trust it. And people who speak in absolutes, be leery of them as well. All right, until tomorrow, Husker Nation, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones.